Once before and long ago, a brave young man was made to know a year of joy and bitter woe. In his loving of a maiden, he met her at an olden fair, with whipping wit and golden hair. Like magic she did him ensnare, this maid of Darren Amen. A year went by, and still he yearned, and when the fair at last returned, he told her how his heart had burned for the maid of Darren Amen. Summer sweet they planned to wed, they laid in groves as marriage beds, as fairies light around them tread, midsummer's joy proclaiming. And yet one day the maid grew ill, he held her but it worsened still, he eased her and he tried to will the balm of Darren Amen. Tears and furrowed brows could not keep them from their sacred vows. So summer's beauty once more roused, and they wed on Darren Amen. Though summer is not made to last, and yellow took the grain of grass, so autumn of brass and set the hills aflaming. And as it did, they tried to find a cure to ease her troubled mind, and leave this sickness soon behind, and return to Darren Amen. Though the crisp of air filled her heart with song, she knew the journey would be long, but with him she knew she belonged to him on Darren Amen. The bitter chill whipped in the air, the leaves turned brown and the oaks were bare, so he built a fire beside her chair as the dark of winter came in. She struggled all the day and night, her body weary from the fight, and all joy vanished from her sight, all joy but Darren Amen. So the hailing oak threw his arms up high, and touched his hand to the silver sky, and the snow came falling by and by on the side of Darren Amen. As all things come and all things go, like summer and like melting snow, so spring with creeping green did grow, the forest's soul reclaiming. And so her weary body healed, and spring in her was soon revealed. Her eyes glowed like the greenest field in her home of Darren Amen. Danced and laughed and they sang once more, twice happy as they were before, and loved each other evermore in the woods of Darren Amen. Once before and long ago, all things did come and then did go, but lucky few will come to know the joy of death.